transition under the Trump administration has been anything but typical. For numerous reasons, it's taking longer than usual, and it has fewer people in place than federal employees have come to expect in June of transition years. For tips on coping, Federal News Radio's Eric White spoke with Jeff Neal, Senior Vice President at ICF International and former Chief Human Capital Officer at Homeland Security.
Generally, a presidential transition is fairly disruptive when it's a change from one party to another, regardless of whether it's Democrat to Republican or Republican Democrat, because all of the appointees go away. And, you know, there are thousands of political appointees. So those folks tend to go away very quickly over a period of, sometimes just a month or so. And so agencies are left with a bunch of acting people. And those are folks who know the mission. They know the agencies. They're career SCSs in almost every case. But people don't know exactly what to do next, because you have the former people go away and the new people take a while to come in. And in this particular transition, it's kind of a slow-mo transition. It's not moving as quickly as they normally do. And so a lot of agencies have a very thin layer of political leadership now. So instead of having a much better idea about what's going to be happening with new administration, people in agencies are finding that they're kind of caught in limbo. You know, we don't have the Obama administration, and they don't quite have the Trump administration throughout their department or agency yet.
So when things are moving like that and nobody really knows what's going to happen, I imagine rumors and speculation start flying wildly. What do you think that employees should do concerning those things?
Well, the rumor mill gets cranked up in the absence of real information, and the amount of rumors can get very high. The rumor mill in a federal agency is very effective at spreading stuff around, and it's really difficult for employees if they start listening to all of that. You know, you can get wrapped around the axle over things that aren't going to happen, that really nobody in the administration is talking about having happen, but somebody in the rumor mill made it up and it spread throughout the organization. So the main thing is for employees, and first tip I give them is focus on what is happening and what you know, not on what you hear. Because if you do that, you're going to be worried about things that simply are not going to happen. You know, Thomas Jefferson 200 years ago said that he wondered how much pain was caused by worrying about evils that never happened. And I think he was right. It's really bad for people in an agency to get focused on the rumors and not on the reality.
We're speaking with Jeff Neal. He's Senior Vice President at ICF International and also former Chief Human Capital Officer for the Department of Homeland Security. So I also imagine that when new leadership comes in, there's a lot of people trying to maybe jockey a little bit of influence towards their new boss and maybe doing a little kissing of a part that I'm not allowed to say on this radio station. Is that true?
Yes. So what happens is people start jockeying for position and trying to build their own power and their own influence. And what they'll frequently do is sit down with new appointees as they come in and explain how much they love the new appointees and how happy they are about this administration being there and how terrible the last people were. And that happened to me. You know, I was a political appointee in my last government job. And I sat down with people who started telling me that, you know, they were just so glad that the Bush administration was gone and the Obama administration was there and my predecessor was just horrible. And they were so happy to see me. And my first response to that was, really? So you're telling me how horrible he was. And when I'm gone, are you going to be telling my replacement how horrible I was? You know, if you're knifing these folks in the back right after they walk out the door, I have no reason not to believe that you wouldn't do the same thing to me. And a lot of appointees I talk to have the same attitude, that when people come in and start telling them how bad their predecessors were, they just assume that they're trying to curry favor and that it doesn't do them any good. Yeah, you know, there are some appointees who fall for it, but for the most part, most people know that they are being played, and it doesn't sit well with them. and they just don't like it. And I didn't like it. And the other thing is your coworkers see you doing that, and they just think you're treacherous.
So on that notion of your new boss is trusting you as an employee, what about an employee trusting a new boss? I mean, we just went through an election that was highly partisan. I imagine there are a lot of hurt feelings afterwards. So, you know, a new boss comes in that maybe doesn't agree, you know, doesn't agree with a lot of your ideals. How do you work through that?
You know, what I recommend to people is to trust the new people until they give you a reason not to. You know, we know, you know, some of the positions that the president had during the campaign. We also probably know that some of those have varied from time to time, so they don't appear to be cast in stone. And the appointees who come in sometimes share the president's point of view on things. Sometimes, frankly, they don't, which is always kind of a surprise to people when they see political appointees who aren't supporting the administration's positions. But it happens a lot, happens all the time. So these people come in and they have a job to do. And, you know, career federal employees are there. And I was a career federal employee for 31 years. You know, we were there to carry out the legitimate policies of the administration. That's what the federal workforce does. In our system of government, the people who win the election get to make the policies. And sometimes that means you're going to be working for people who want to do things that you love. Sometimes it means you're going to be working for people who want to do things that you hate. But as long as what they're wanting to do is legal and is not a violation of the ethics rules or anything, then you need to carry out their policies. And you should treat them, you know, like you would want to be treated. You want people to trust you. And so if you've got people coming in who are predisposed to not trust the federal workforce, and you start doing things that make it appear that you're not trustworthy and that you don't trust them, it just reinforces that idea that they might have that the federal employees are not there to carry out a mission and that you can't trust federal employees.
Jeff Neal is former Chief Human Capital Officer for the Homeland Security Department. So what if, though, you know, you just don't see eye to eye with the agency leader, or you don't like the direction it's going, you know, and you decide, you know, maybe it is time for me to go a different way. What do you give? What's your recommendation for employees who are in that boat?
Well, I do think there are times when people find themselves in a position where they simply cannot agree with what the administration is wanting to do. And this happens in every administration. And it may be something that people don't want to hear, but I do think that folks should be willing to leave if they just cannot stand what this or any other administration is doing. You know, you have to decide how you want to make a stand. Do you want to stay in government and try to influence the decision makers and try to make policies closer to what you think the right policy should be? Or do you think it's just so bad for you that you can't do that and you need to move on? And there's nothing wrong with somebody deciding, you know, I just don't want to work in government anymore because the policy direction is not the direction I want to support. They should consider moving on. There are a lot of federal employees who have very marketable skills, and they can take those skills out into the private sector and work there. So I do think people should be willing to just punch out at, you know, if they realize that they can't support what this or any other administration is doing. You know, at some point you decide that your peace of mind is more important than that particular paycheck. And so they need to be willing to walk away.
That's ICF Senior Vice President Jeff Neal speaking with Federal News Radio's Eric White. Find a link to Jeff's blog and this interview at federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive.